Tantor Audio presents Knight's Honor by Thea Harrison, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. 1. Vampire's Ball, New Year's Eve. Cautiously, Tess peered at the crowd through a side stage door. She might be able to control her behavior, but her body told a different story. Her mouth had dried out, her heart pounded, and her palms had turned clammy. All the monsters were beautiful. Vampires loved beauty, and they were some of the most celebrated in all of the elder races. Charismatic and elegantly dressed in black tie and couture gowns, vampires filled the banquet-style great hall. Some sat at large round tables in the middle of the floor, but many stood and mingled. Human attendants wove through the clusters of glittering creatures, doing the bidding of their patrons. Most of the attendants were dressed in subdued, discreet clothing, but there were a few standouts, such as the dark-haired woman wearing a diamond collar that flashed with brilliant fire. Barefoot, she wore a silk, champagne-colored sheath dress. The paper-thin material of the dress was short, barely covering the woman's ass. Sapphires studded her leash, the end of which hung negligently on the slim wrist of her vampire patroness. The red-headed vampire wore a black velvet evening gown and a haughty expression. She never glanced at her collared attendant, who shifted and turned to keep flawless pace with her patroness, rather like a well-trained dog. As the pair faced Tess, she saw that the collared woman wore a small, private...